102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And there's an organization in San Francisco that serves youth by mentoring them and giving them youth development and guidance. It's City of Dreams. You've heard of City of Dreams, and we'd like to welcome a board member of City of Dreams. Lottie Titus is here to talk to us about it. Hi, Lottie.
Hi, how are you? And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. So for those who have not heard about City of Dreams and the work that you do, let's give a quick overlay of what City of Dreams is, please.
Well, City of Dreams is a youth development and mentorship program that has been a part of the Bayview community here in San Francisco for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. It is an organization where the mentors, they're different. They come from different walks of life, doctors, attorneys, tech people, and it's just wonderful that they come out in the community and they want to help the children who live in our public housing developments.
Now, if somebody wanted to be a mentor with City of Dreams, would they have to be in tech or a doctor, or could they just be somebody like me in radio or somebody who even works at a shoe store or a grocery store?
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone who has a love for children, who wants to be a part of a child's life and see them succeed, anyone can be a mentor.
Okay.
And we have a website for them if they're interested in mentorship. They can also go to www.cityofdreams.org, and they can pull it up and look at the mentorship capacity of it all.
Let's look at the kids that you work with. You mentioned 10 years now. You mentioned that City of Dreams serves the Bayview District. What are the greatest needs for the youth in the Bayview District in San Francisco?
I think the greatest need for the children in the community is that they have someone that they can depend on, someone that they can talk to. A lot of our kids don't really want to talk to the parents or guardians, you know, about special things or different things that they're going through. And a mentor, I have come to know that the mentors are that second person, that listening ear for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And just fun. Encouragement. They go to the schools. They help them with their homework. They're just a wonderful asset to whatever else you have going on with your child as far as companionship goes.
What kind of qualifications do the youth have to meet to be able to be eligible for a mentor? How does a youth get involved with your program?
Well, they have the liaison that goes out who does the outreach for the program. And if a child is interested in being a part of the City of Dreams, or if the parent is interested in having their child be a part of City of Dreams, they simply fill out the application and someone will get back to them, do a home interview with them and find out what the children like, what they don't like, and bring the children on for a Super Saturday event. Mm. Those are the Saturdays where the children are experiencing experimental learning activities. Mm. They're able to go out, they go to the snow, they do hiking, they do rock climbing, they do a number of activities, fun activities. They eat really well, very healthy, mm-hmm. and gives them the opportunity to be outside and get to learn, you know, if they really want to be a part of the program. And with that, most of the children say, yeah, you know, I want to be a part of City of Dreams.
What ages do you serve? Do they have to be a resident of San Francisco?
The service is for the children who live in our four southeast sectors of our city. Huntersview, we're doing Sunnydale, Alice Griffith, which is Double Rock, mm-hmm. and we do Oakdale as well. And now City of Dreams is taking children, if you live in the community and you want to be a part of the program, you're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what ages?
And so the ages are 9 all the way up until 18. And some of our children have even come back and have mentored other children, you mm-hmm. know, that as they become young adults, they come back, they help out.
All right. So the mentors, I'm sure, are involved with the Saturday programming, the Super Saturdays, what
mm-hmm.
did you call
Super
it?
Super Saturdays.
I love that. What else is perhaps the commitment that a mentor has to consider having to make?
Well, they do have to do a background check.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the background check. They do the fingerprint. We want to make sure that the mentors that are mentoring our children are safe, that they're reliable, that they're responsible. They have trainings for the mentors as well, different aspects of mentorship trainings that that City of Dream puts on for the mentors. We want to make sure that the people that are mentoring our children are good people, that they're safe people, responsible people, and they actually get along with kids.
And do you purposefully match mentors with youth one-on-one, or is it kind of a group setting? How does that work?
So it is a one-on-one mentorship program. And what happens is, because of their experimental learning events, when the children are out with the mentors, we give them a few times to see, you know, how they get along with each other. But usually the child gets to pick the mentor and the mentor gets to pick the child. Mm. And it's worked very well thus far.
And do they meet initially perhaps at one of these Super Saturday events?
They do. They do. That's how they get to know one another, is through the Super Saturday events. Mm-hmm. So they spend a little time together before they decide that they want to be a one-on-one with this particular child. And the child also gets to pick if they want this particular mentor as their mentor. Mm-hmm. So it works both ways. We don't pick, we let them pick. Mm. And because they pick one another, it makes it for a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's female to female and male to male, but I'm sure if, you know, a child or a mentor or has a different dynamic, I'm sure that City of Dreams would be glad to accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really want the relationships to work out. And all of the relationships have worked out. Many of the children who've had mentors and who've gone on to proceed and are no longer part of City of Dreams, they still give back and they're still in contact with their mentors. We have mentors all the way in Hawaii who still call children today to make sure, wish them a happy birthday, say hello, and just check on them to make sure they're doing well.
Is there a length of commitment that either the mentees or the mentors have to think about, where if you come into this, you need to be able to commit for a year or maybe just for a few months or 5 years, 10 years? How does that work?
We're asking for a year commitment at least. Mm-hmm. And we're not just asking the mentor for a year commitment. We're also asking the child to be able to be a part of the mentor's life for a year,
mm-hmm.
be able to adhere to the rules and regulations of City of Dreams. Not so harsh, but there are certain guidelines that we want the children to be able to incorporate in their lives, to learn how to have rules, you know, to be able to get along and know how to function, you know, with having a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. City of Dreams is the organization we're talking to today here on KBLX Cares. The website is cityofdreams.org. Lottie Titus is a board member, City of Dreams in San Francisco. Their phone number, 415-706-5799. And tell me, you said you're on the board. The organization's been around for about 10 years. How did you get involved with City of Dreams, Lottie?
I was one of those grandparents living in the Bayview community, and I wanted to find a good program for my grandchildren so that they could be busy on the weekends. Well, I noticed this man coming through the community who was taking the children out, just taking them out, and they knew him and he knew them. The CEO of City of Dreams, Marty Higgins, started just taking children out and doing things with them, spending time with them. And when other people saw that he was doing this, that's how the program came about.
Mm.
They started wanting to be a part of it. So children who lived on the public housing development, who parents were probably not home, they weren't eating, he was feeding them, he was spending time with them, and that's how City of Dreams became about. And my grandchildren needed an outlet, and so I started letting them be a part of City of Dreams, and I loved it. A lot of people in San Francisco didn't even know that this mentorship program existed.
Sure.
But it was wonderful for our children, because here you have people who take out of their busy schedule to spend time with our children. Some of our children they don't talk. You know, they're not explaining that they have issues and barriers. But here are people who are taken out of their life and their time to come spend time with our children, to show our children that they can be well-rounded, to help them be educated, to help them with their homework, to just come along, the parents and caregivers, to be extra help for helping children to grow and nurture. And it's been a phenomenal program. And because of that, I am just so proud to be a member of the board now.
Mm-hmm.
My grandchildren are, Kier is 16, and Maya is 13, and Beyonce is 12. So Beyonce and Maya are still a part of City of Dreams. I started with my two older grandchildren. They used to come to the community, bring Christmas trees, buy Christmas toys for the children. They have Christmas events, Halloween parties. Mm. They do it all, backpack giveaway. Whatever the children need, they try to make sure that they partner and collaborate with other nonprofits to ensure that the children of City of Dreams, are their needs are met.
Is majority of the relationship between the youth and the mentors, does it actually happen in the Bayview or happen within the housing projects? Or do they pick them up and take them? You mentioned going to the snow or going to these various different places.
Some
on
of
Super
the relationships
Saturday.
Are set up outside of the event, mm-hmm. as well as inside of the event. Mm-hmm. So if we're having an event, say for instance, we're having a really big event and they have them at their location at 1030 Oakdale Avenue, that's where their headquarters is on Oakdale. And when they have those big events, children are able to interact with the mentors and vice versa. And that's how the relationship gets started.
Mm-hmm. But will a mentor actually pick up a youth from their neighborhood and take them to, you know, Chuck E. Cheese in Pinole?
What they do is they pick up the kids. Not only do they do a background check, you know, when the mentors come aboard, but they make sure that they have their driver's license. Everything is up to par. They mm-hmm. have their insurance. They pick up the children along with the other mentors and take them mm-hmm. to the experimental learning events. Mm-hmm. And they also take the children out for outings after the events are over. Ice cream. They may come, you know, and want to spend some time with a child, take a child to a movie, go to a school meeting. Mm-hmm. They do all of that. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal mentors. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
So they really do kind of, you mentioned kind of being an extra hand and an extra helper
they are
in the family.
An extra hand and an extra help. I know that for my grandchildren, the mentors that they've had, they are still friends with. Mm-hmm. You know, they still call, they still check. They come out on Christmas, you know, and ask. They call out of random or may want to take the boys to one of the Warriors games. Mm. And they're excited about that because it's a friendship that has had longevity to
right.
it.
Right.
And that's what's important is that children understand and know that people just don't come into your life just for a moment. You know, we understand that some are there for a season, but a lot of us are there for a reason. Mm. So when they come into the children's lives, they make an impact, and they just don't go away like that. They let them know that they really care, mm-hmm. and that's what I love about
them. Are you a mentor yourself? Are you sitting
I am
on the
not
board?
A mentor. I am just a grandmother. A grandmother.
A grandmother and a board member for the
and
City
And a board
of
member, absolutely.
City of Dreams in San Francisco, cityofdreams.org, 415-706-5799. What was the address on Oakdale, you said?
1030 Oakdale Avenue, San Francisco, 94124.
So they serve the Bayview primarily. If people live in the Bayview and they want to take advantage of some of the City of Dreams mentoring and youth development programs, can they literally just show up to that address on
Absolutely.
Oakdale and be like, hi?
Absolutely. Fill out an application mm-hmm. and someone will get back to them as soon as possible. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any deadline? Like you have to sign up by March and
no,
or, you know, like it's just
no deadlines. Mm. It's an ongoing way to constantly apply for City of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
They don't deny any children.
Mm-hmm.
They don't deny any children. So if you come in and you fill out an application, someone will get back to you.
Okay. And mentors interested in possibly being a mentor for City of Dreams, cityofdreams.org is the website again.
Absolutely.
Or you can call 415-706-5799 for more information. And again, of course, you're looking for mentors to mentor youth in the Bayview district of San Francisco, and it could be a mentor from any walk of life.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And not just from Bayview. Some of our children are from Sunnydale. You know, if you just live in San Francisco and you have a passion for spending time with a young person,
mm-hmm.
please, please fill out an application.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Lottie Titus, board member for City of Dreams. The mission of City Dreams is to help youth living in low-income housing build brighter futures through mentoring and youth development, guided by a bold vision to end the generational cycle of poverty in the city's most challenged neighborhoods. Much, much love and blessings to you, Lottie, and to City of Dreams. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who is doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And thank you very much to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this to our attention today. KBLX Cares.